right, welcome everybody to the very first episode of Fuck Your Couch. I got my co-host in here. I got Flo. I got Lil Charlie and myself. Dwayne Hustle, Facebook, all that good. So what's up, man? We finally here, man. This is how it works, man.
We
all been wrong.
It's about time.
I know, man.
It's about time. About time.
Proud, but we here.
The crazy part.
I love it too. We got a screen empty though.
Yeah. Big Duck's not here. He should chime in any moment. He got the message. We was kind of a little unprepared. We just kind of went for it today. So, I don't know where he's at, but he'll get in here and. Soon, hopefully, before we're done. But the way I didn't want to do it is the way that we got to do it. Everybody in different ways. I've been waiting all this time. Nah, man, I want to get us all in the same
room.
And the coronavirus has forced us all in different places, you know what I mean? But Flo's in Atlanta.
Unfortunately.
Chuck's in Indianapolis, and myself, I'm in French Lick, Indiana. So down here with Larry Bird, man.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up, man?
Yeah, he down there with Larry Bird dolphin teeth. He got baby teeth. I ain't never seen Larry Bird's teeth.
Man, I ain't either.
Never. Never. I've seen him smile 100 times. I've never seen his teeth.
He got a little muppet mouth. It's it's real, like it go in.
He got a sock mouth. All right.
But man, we got a lot of shit going on, man. You know, I love to get on here and talk about, the celebrity topics and all, but we got some real crazy shit going on, man, with this coronavirus, man. So I wanted to kind of chime in on everybody, man. Kind of see what y'all feel about it, man. Is this Flo? I know you down there in Atlanta. How's it looking down there? Is it as crazy as the news makes it seem?
Yeah, it is. The governor did official stay home order at the top of last week. So before, it was just certain counties that were completely shut down because they were the most populated. They were the ones that had the highest number of cases. And everybody was kind of like challenging the governor, like, why haven't you just shut the state down completely? And he was saying that they didn't have any reported cases in the smaller rural areas. So he didn't want to just completely shut them all the way down. Right. And then eventually, I don't know what changed his mind. I really haven't been watching the news like on a case by case, basis. I don't get on there every day. I just kind of pick up on the hot topics and what has happened currently. And then he eventually was like, yeah, we got to shut everything down. So we are on a complete stay at home. Only go out if you have essential needs, going to the store, or like if you have to be seen by your doctor or whatever. But yeah, it's real. Like the numbers is going up every single day. Like the death toll is going up every day.
Charlie, what about Indianapolis? Because I haven't been in Indianapolis since it. So they said there was a virus. I got out of there. You know what I mean? So Charlie, what's it looking like up there in Indianapolis?
Man, honestly, I think you made the best decision to cut on out. I mean, it's cool. It's not like we ain't got martial law, nothing like that. But it ain't no groceries. It's a bunch of snacks at the stores. I ain't seen meat. Some places say they got meat. I haven't seen meat on my side where I'm at. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm on the north side. I ain't seen it like that. But I mean, it's not a desert, but it's still real awkward. I don't like it. I've been in the house ever since it happened.
Yeah.
I go out as needed. I don't play around. I ain't trying to get nobody sick. I ain't trying to get sick.
Right.
I'm playing smart, dude. It ain't nothing out there for me. I want it all, like dead ass.
Yeah. Well, on my end,
and what I told my dad is because he's in Indianapolis, and he was saying the same thing, that he couldn't find nothing at the store. And what I told him is, when you go, you gotta go super early, like right when they
open. No. Listen. That
it worked for him.
Well, maybe so. But listen, you know how you can order. You can order, right?
Yeah.
And you would think if you ordered, right, you damn near got first dibs. Everything's in there, you know what I'm saying? And of course they're gonna substitute stuff. And I'm cool with that if they substitute stuff, because I've been through this before this thing happened. You know what I mean? I've ordered before this happened. And normally they substitute something, they just substitute something. But now, I can make I don't place orders and my orders have been like maybe like $115 or something. And I go pick the order up, nothing's there. My order's like $36.
Wow. Like less than half of your order.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like groceries. Right. So again, that's what I was saying. Like, I think it's in certain areas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, so I can only imagine. And then, I ain't worried about me really though. You know, I think about people who used to live off of like double eights, like right. The neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Right. You
know? Exactly.
Dude.
And your citizens. Person,
man.
Who don't order stuff online. Like they're not into that. Right. And you know what? Man. We ordered some groceries online and did the delivery. Don't you know it took that lady 4 hours? Like she kept texting my mom, like, "Oh, well, they only got this. Do you want this?" And the whole time she was in the store the whole time, and then texted and said, "I'll be there in 15 minutes." In 15 minutes, she showed up. I'm like, so that means she was literally in that store for 4 hours.
Looking.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
I wouldn't dare. I'm telling you right. I got a limit too, so I wouldn't even care if the store implemented a limit. Hey, if I can't get out of there in like 5-7 minutes, I ain't going.
Yeah, it's crazy. Cool. Then they got the tape. Do y'all got that at home? Where they got the tape to tell you where you're supposed to stand, so you 6 feet between people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. If you're in the Dollar Tree, it's tape or wherever, whatever store, Kroger, everywhere they got tape.
I've seen the Dollar General.
Yeah, and you got to stand at tape, and then the person behind you got tape where they supposed to stand. Are an exact six. But you know what? I went to the store not too long ago, and I had my mask on, my gloves on. I mean, you know, but it's a lot of people that ain't tripping.
Well, that's what I'm about to say. It's people who don't give a fuck about them exes, and they coming right next to you. Like, I'm telling you right now, what's gonna happen is somebody gonna spit on somebody, or somebody gonna cough on somebody, and somebody gonna have that burner. Somebody gonna pull that thing out. They gonna say, "Boy," because that's everybody's fear right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the fear.
Now let me jump in here, because down here where I'm at, okay, I'm in Orange County, and when I first got down here, when we first came down here, it was you know, we didn't get our stamps till the 13th, so
to speak. Oh my God.
When we got in that motherfucker, it was empty. This shit happened on like the 7th, and we didn't get stamps till the 13th. But the thing about it is now that, you know, after like a week, our Walmart down here was back to normal. You know what I mean? Right now, like, I went the yesterday, meat full, everything's full. You know what I mean? Down here, you know what I mean? But, and it's another little grocery store. I haven't been in there because I try to stay, you know, even though I'm down here, I still got to deal with like the racist type shit. So they little home grocery stores and shit like that. I go to the Walmart. You know, I don't go to Hickville. Hickville, you know,
stay out the way, bro. Yeah, we already know how Indiana.
You know what I mean? So,
exactly. But
it's been chill down here. They got like, it's been like 5 cases so far. You know what I mean? But we stay in the house, man. Me and the kids. I don't even let the kids. We go out and walk around, stuff like that. But they don't go to no stores and nothing like that with me. Me and Becky, we mask up. Now, I haven't done the gloves yet because I feel like, you know, I wash my hands. You know what I mean? Like, I go out, and when I'm in a store, like, I don't come back in the house. I sanitize, go straight to the sink. You know what I mean? Because I've seen a lot of people, like, Becky noticed it was this lady. She come out the store, and she's on the phone with the glove talking on the cell phone. Driving, like, bitch, if you don't take the gloves off now, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. It's like a lot of backward shit. They don't got the tape yet, but they do got the ladies in Walmart sanitizing all the carts before you touch them, things like that. But I don't know. Now, another thing about this is I've been hearing a lot of, what do y'all feel about the conspiracy theories and all that 5G? And, you know, a lot of people think that this is just a big fear tactic. Because, I mean, as much as people are getting it, the death rates are very low compared to shit that's really going on. There's more people still dying of other shit daily that's kicking this virus's ass. You know what I mean? Like, less than 1% of the population has it, for one. You know what I mean? That's less than 1%. You know what I mean? So even though we do see a lot of big numbers, and I've also heard things of, like, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube shit like that, but, you know, falsifying numbers. Do y'all think this is, like, a fear tactic to, like, take away some certain type of rights? Or, I mean, what do y'all think?
Well, first of all, it's a war. I mean, they made it a war. If we fighting, what's it, an invisible enemy, it's a war. So, I mean, I know they did it as far as, you know, I know that checkbook. I mean, I know that check is blank, so they're going to get all the money they need for it. But as far as the theories go, man, I believe in shit, but I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't think.
I believe in shit, I don't.
And I'm not saying to the point where, you know, some people, you know, they take the theories and they just don't even take any precautions. You know, they like, oh, we just ain't, you know. I believe some of the theories, but I also not going to be dumb. You know what I mean? I'm going to still protect myself, you know what I mean, until we get to the bottom of what's causing this or what's really going on. I think everybody should still protect themselves. But I don't see myself getting no vaccinations or anything like that when they come out.
Absolutely not. So let me say this. This is how I'm keeping up with it now. I mean, I got my own thoughts of where it came from. I don't believe it came from no fucking bats. I'm not going for that shit. Okay. I don't believe that, you know, it just started in China. I'm not going for that. But what I will do is I will look at specific situations and look at real life human beings who are actually dealing with this shit. That's what gives me pause. That's what lets me know, okay, somebody is being affected by this. The numbers in certain places are more than others, like New York. I mean, it's a melting pot. So. Right. They are really, really having a hard time. But, you know, I was going into being a flight attendant, and I still keep in touch with a lot of the people I was in training. Some of them are still flying, and some of them are getting ready to file for unemployment. So I also keep my ear on that pulse also, because they are actually interacting with the public, you know, day in and day out. And then, you know, of course, y'all know my concerns with what's going on in our prison system.
Right.
So me hearing from him lets me know that this shit's bigger than what we ever probably would have imagined. Any conspiracy that we could put out there, whether it's right or wrong or indifferent, it doesn't matter. This shit real.
Hey,
you know, people are dying. Like, if we look on the news, a brother by the name of Patrick Jones was one of the first inmates to die in that prison where Kirky is. That was his homeboy. You know, that's somebody, you know, and then there was another guy, Hispanic dude. He said he used to do the tech. He's another one that didn't die. So I look at real case scenarios. I don't try to get too caught up on the news. You know, I stay on Instagram and I kind of follow certain people that I know have their ear to the pulse. But ultimately, this is definitely population control, period.
Yep.
We've been trying to do this shit since the 60s. And I also feel like, you know, like you said, with the vaccinations and shit, myself, my family, my kids, we're not getting the mother.
No, not at all.
I feel like
I don't trust nothing that they are going to propose as a vaccination or medication. I don't trust it.
Yeah. And I feel like, if everybody goes and get vaccinated, then there's no need for me and my family too. Cause hey, everybody's vaccinated, so.
But don't you gotta have a cure?
I'm saying
if it's not, what is the vaccination gonna do if you don't have a cure?
Vaccination basically means it stops you from getting it before you get it. It stops you from.
What I'm saying is, how can it do that if there's not a cure?
I don't know, Chuck.
They don't have a cure. But you still get it. They got a vaccination for it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, help me understand. How the hell does that make sense?
It doesn't.
How the hell does that make sense? How the hell does that make sense, motherfucker?
We can't cure.
I can see if you had the cure.
But we can stop you from getting
it. I can see if you had the cure.
Yeah. I don't know. You know,
I can see if you had the cure.
You know, vaccination has been under scrutiny and scrutinized for years. You know, a lot of people, that's a whole nother thing that we can get in with vaccinations. Now, another thing that I was, before Flo had said this about, she's obviously talking about her husband, my cousin, Captain Kirk, who's incarcerated right now. And, you know, the prison systems, you know, it's going crazy. And I'm going to touch on that. But what I was going to say was I don't see a lot of RIP and, you know, like moment of silences for victims. You know what I mean? Like personally, you know what I mean? I hear about all these deaths, but I don't see I don't see a lot of mourning. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, I've heard of people getting it. You know, I know people personally, like my auntie, her dad has it. You know what I mean? My uncle's wife, her dad has it. He's elderly, you know? And that's what a lot of the people say. Like, if you don't have a good immune system, it can take you out. You know what I mean? But if you got a good immune system, everything's working properly, it's just going to be like a, you know, like a little, it's going to put you down for a minute. You know what I mean? And which I think is, you know, crazy because my cousin Brittany, she was telling me, well, she told Becky, like, in December, she was down. They told her she had a respiratory thing back in December where she was damn near, like, near death. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that, you know, maybe she had that back then. You know what I mean? And then in my own house in Indianapolis, my OG, he's, like, 60 years old that stays with me and Carrie. He was down for, like, a week and a half. You know what I mean? He's 60 years old. He didn't come out of his room or nothing. He was worried. He was like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like, and he would come out and be like, my throat, you know, I can't breathe. You know what I mean? And this was like weeks before anybody was even thinking about it. You know what I mean? It was on the news about Wuhan and all that. But wasn't nobody thinking about it being in America. So we didn't even look at him like, oh, he might got the coronavirus. You know what I mean? So it's crazy, man. I think that, you know.
Not really, because who's to say it really, I mean, you know, if you're going to talk about conspiracy, who's to say that it necessarily needed the boat? Maybe it was already here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's been here. I believe that shit been here. And one way that I feel like I know is because there's a congressperson down here in, I think she's running for Senate, but she's a Trump supporter. She's down here. She's like under scrutiny right now because right before this coronavirus shit hit, she pulled all her money out the stock market, millions, snatched her shit, you know what I'm saying? And then turned around and like invested in some of the ventilators and all the equipment that's supposed to be used right now for people that are sick. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I didn't know. She pulled a Martha Stewart. She said, oh, well, I didn't know. You know, I got investors that move my money around for me. But these were millions of dollars.
Right.
You knew.
No, I've heard that about, you know, people like that.
That's what they all saying, though. But I watched it, too. Like I said, you know, when, you know, like I said, I think it was, like, really shadowed because of Kobe's death. Yeah. You know, yeah. Kobe's daughter's death. You know what I'm saying? People wasn't really thinking about it. But what I do believe, we're gonna go back to conspiracies, I do believe honestly though, one person who would have highly spoke out about this shit though would have been Kobe. They love Kobe in China. Think about that shit though for a minute. We're gonna talk about conspiracies. They love Kobe. I mean, more than us, they love Kobe. Kobe would have knew about that shit. He would have said something. He'd have been like, nigga, hey, there's some shit coming or there's some shit going on over there and they love me. They love the Black Mamba over there, like without a doubt, straight up.
And that's crazy.
Just what we do, if not probably more.
But if you've noticed, like, a lot of silence coming from celebrities, the only person I've heard talk crazy is Cardi B. You know what I mean? And then I ain't even heard that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people that you would think would be speaking up, man, is quiet. So I think it's something greater going on, man, that, like, everybody's kind of just, like, you know, I don't know, man.
It's watch for the hook.
Yeah,
you gotta watch for the hook, cause you know what I'm saying. But it's always it's a bigger story behind the big story. If this got everybody's attention, just imagine what else is going on.
Exactly.
Right.
If you locked on this,
as alone. Far as celebrities are concerned, I mean, a lot of them on Instagram, they are speaking up. They like are. I follow a lot of people who are. Keeping. I was just on live with LL a couple nights ago.
Yeah,
and him. I was talking about.
I seen that.
You did.
Yeah, I seen that.
You
tagged me the first time, and then I didn't see the first time. Yeah, because at first I was thinking like, is this a battle or something? I thought you was tagging me in like it was about to be a battle. I was like, who he about to go up against? What's the one little dude he beat?
That was my. Not knowing how to tag just that part of the video where he and I were talking.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But yeah, you, and that's part of the reason why I'm on Instagram, because a lot of people who have a platform are using it. Like right now, what's the girl's name? Oh shoot, I can't think of her name. But she's doing some stuff too. My homegirl sent me a video. So it is a lot of celebrities that are speaking up. But I think the main thing is, you know, people are trying to not be insensitive, because, you know, Scarface almost got wiped out. Like, the
I nigga, mean, this shit's real.
No, you know what I'm saying? But he had previous issues too now.
Yeah.
It almost wiped him out. And he was like, now that he's over the hump of having Corona, it attacked all his vital organs. So now he's got to try to get a kidney. Right. His kidney down. He had fluid on his heart. He had fluid in his lungs, both lungs. Like it almost.
And you can catch it again.
He can catch it again.
And they said, and that's what they said. They said the second time is the most fatal. Like if you get it twice, it's almost.
That's it.
But if he needs a kidney, his immune system is already got to be low.
Like he's either going to have like permanent in-house dialysis, or he's going to have to be on a donor list.
Now, is it crazy that he was running for office down in Houston? Is that kind of ironic?
It's cool. I mean, I don't believe everything is
a experience. He running too. It ain't not wrong.
Not with everything him. Though. Now, just not everything.
Now, what about this? Now, since as the last couple of days on Facebook, I've been seeing a lot of reports about like the how it's affecting African Americans more. Like each
community, it is.
Yeah, each community is saying that the top people that are coming through infected are the African American community. You know what I mean? So, and with them being little parts of the city population, but then they're the most affected. What do y'all think about that? Do y'all think it's a lack of black people just not taking it serious? Or do you think that it could be like a
our
DNA.
Bro, black people, we taking this stuff serious, man. We really are. I don't want people to be like, just as much as this is black people that ain't following rules, this is just as much as white people and any other races that are not following them fucking rules. It ain't nothing about black people. The only, you know, we the only motherfuckers ain't. We scared of this shit. Real talk. We scared.
I'm gonna tell you why we're probably the most affected. Kirk and I was just talking about this today. He said he saw a report on CNN that said just that the African American community is being hit harder. Why? We populate most of the prisons, so most of them are getting sick. We are the main, if not 90% of the essential workers, your trash people, your cashiers at grocery stores.
Boy.
The ones out here working these restaurants with these low-income paying ass jobs. We are the ones that are your janitors. We have to clean your building. So we're gonna be more successful. And we have, we also have the highest rate of diabetes. You know, I'm down here to Atlanta, I shit you not. Like, it made me want to, like, change everything. Like, you know how I am. You just show me once. I ain't no food. But every hood got at least 4 to 5 dialysis centers in their fucking hoods.
Yeah, they surround it.
Crazy to me. And then you go 4 or 5 blocks, there's a Church's, there's a Rally's, there's a Wendy's, there's a Taco Bell. You know, so there's a liquor store, of course. But, Chicken's you know, point. That's where most people are sick. We're probably, you know, the highest percentages of people that work in these hospitals who's in there to clean, not just medical people, but we in there cleaning.
Yeah.
So we're what they call the environmental technicians, fucking janitors and shit. So yeah, we're gonna be probably higher in the numbers just based on that. Right.
Them are jobs. She's absolutely right.
Well, yeah, I think
she's absolutely right.
I think it has something to do with the health part too. The like she was saying. Yeah. The diabetes,
the diet,
you know what I mean? I think that with a disease like that, it's attacking anything that's unhealthy, you know what I mean? So, you know, and that's another thing. Like, y'all noticed the first thing that they shut down was the gym,
is what? Yeah, now see, that affected me a whole lot.
They shut down gym before they shut down hair.
That's got my membership.
They shut down gyms and movie theaters.
Yeah, but I'm saying like
gyms, no.
Is it telling us that this is? I kind of read into thing. Okay, when they shut down gyms, I'm like, okay, if we stay active, can that help fight it? You know what I mean? Like if people aren't working out, you know what I mean? I don't know, man. I always be looking for that look. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey, look, I ain't gonna even lie to you.
Got a fat nigga working out going to the house, you know what I mean? Got that week.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna even lie to you. I'm small as shit, you know what I'm saying? By nature, you feel me? But, dude, I got a jump rope. I got weights at the crib, you feel me? You know, little dumbbells and whatnot. You know, it's stuff, it's cardio you can do at home, but you most definitely got to keep up with this. Because now everybody really just at home, honestly, sitting on the couch, eating, binge watching everything, straight up. That's why I said like I'm eating a snack too. That was cucumber salad. Bro, and I'm not no healthy nigga. I'm the same motherfucker that will eat 16 Kit Kat after this, straight up. Because that's just how much I love chocolate. So don't get over it. Be like I'm a health guru and all this that shit. I fuck up. I'm telling you. I will bake some cookies. I don't give a shit.
And look at this though. Look at all the people that were talking about getting us healthy and getting us in order that are all of a sudden dead before this virus came out. Dr. Sebi, Nipsey, Dr. Africa just died. So these are our leaders. These are our educators. These are the people who are living their entire lives studying foods and nutrition and how it supports the melanated immune system.
Yeah.
You know, there's information out there that they've been spending a lifetime, you know, Queen Afua, like she said, she's been doing this work since she was 16 years old. That lady's damn near 70.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't tell me that she hasn't, you know, done enough work to know what the fuck she's talking about. They've been trying to challenge us and get us prepared, boom, and get us prepared to know what to expect from this shit.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's CMOS. It's a CMOS. You talking about Dr. Sebi. This is CMOS with a bladderwrack and burdock root. You know what I mean? So I got like the CMOS is like they told you was CMOS alone is 92 minerals your body needs. The bladderwrack root.
Yeah, but you have to make sure you get root, the right CMOS.
Oh yeah, I most definitely did. Most definitely.
But it's funny how like our leaders, our educators, if you know, look at our history with that though. Everybody that stood up to against the powers that be that, you know, tried to empower us and get us on the right, you know, thought process.
Right.
They did their job. They weren't supposed to reach everybody. For the few people who did listen, like myself, because I listen and I'm eating the shit and I think it's horrible, but you know, I believe it helps. And so far so good. I've been straight, you know what I mean? And I've been on it for like 2 months. So yeah. I ain't had no problems. I ain't had no side effects, no issues, no nothing. So, you know, and I feel good. But like I said, it's a few who do listen, and that's who they were supposed to reach. And that's cool. And people like you and you and me, we'll teach our kids. If it works, we'll say, hey, you know, just the way you go. Nah, don't do that. They told us to eat this. They told us to do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, turmeric is excellent. That is really good. It's good for inflammation. It's good for your immune system. Turmeric is excellent.
Yeah, I recommend
that's real good. But I'm willing to bet you got gummy worms in there.
And then this is the other. So this is what me and the kids take every day, right here.
Yeah, I'm giving them that.
And then my youngest, he got the gummy Flintstone vitamins, you know. So
well, yeah, make sure you incorporate these foods same way, because those are supplements are good, but the natural source comes from your foods. That's what your body really needs.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that we ain't taking them and then, you know, lowering the intolerance at the same time with overprocessed food.
Right. And again, that's what I was saying. Like, and I will do dumb shit like that because I do go back to the snacks. That's just.
I got a limp cake downstairs waiting on my ass. You understand? Well,
As we're recording, if y'all hear the grease popping in the background, that's my girl. She just started frying some shit right when we talking about health.
I know, right?
I was like, somebody just flushed the toilet. I took my headphone off. I hear grease in there popping. So yeah, you know, we still eating healthy. You know what I mean? You know, well, shit, it is. Right on, man. Yeah, man.
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, what else is going on? Did y'all watch the Tiger King?
No, I haven't. Everybody keeps telling me to look at
it. I watched like the first 5 minutes and I fell asleep. Is it good?
Please, if you want to relieve your stress, if you want to just, like, forget about your shit, watch that weirdo. Yeah. I swear to God, it's the funniest shit you have ever seen in your entire life.
You believe so?
Joe Dirt of like weird shit.
He do look like Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just watch it.
He do. He seemed funny. I mean, he seemed funny, but I think they showed him. I think somebody got a video of him out.
Ain't he locked up?
Saying nigga or something. Yeah, he locked up. He most definitely
he's an asshole. There's no doubt about it. But he's serious, though. That's why it's funny. Like, this dude takes himself way too serious. And I didn't even realize that the whole zoo situation was a whole thing. Like, it's a community, and they be at war with each other. Like, it's weird as fuck. It's just weird. I gotta check that.
I heard it's deep as fuck. I heard it's some shit that'll make you... because I heard they say something about... well, I don't want to spoil it, though, but... I know I need to watch it for the curl basket chick.
She's one to watch. And you know, my mother was telling me now that this thing came out, the FBI.
And you know what? No, this ain't even a movie though. This really ain't a movie. You can tell me about this shit. This ain't a fucking movie. Spill that shit. No, spill. You tell me. I'm still gonna look at it.
So the Tiger King dude. He owned endangered, like, he owned, like, wildcats. He had his own zoo. He didn't just own cats, but that was his bread and butter.
Right.
And there was an animal activist rights person, which was the Carol. She got a zoo, too, with cats. But she's shitty with him because she thinking he being cruel to his cats. So she done started a beef with this nigga. Well, it done pissed him off so bad to the point where he, like... lived, breathed, ate, and slept just dogging this lady. I mean, fucking doing his little, like he had like videos and stuff of himself with a dummy.
I've seen that.
Sitting next to him.
I've seen that part. Why am I clapping? I didn't mean that.
Wow.
That was funny.
You gotta watch it. Like, you can't put it into world.
I'm watching that as soon as we get off here. I've been meaning to do it. It just like, you know, it's kind of, it seems cool, but then it seems kind of corny, Tiger King. But I'm gonna check it out.
Stick
but
with
have,
it.
Have any of y'all seen the documentary on Who Killed Malcolm X?
Yes.
Yeah.
How you feel about that? I don't lie to you. That broke my heart.
There's so many theories about that shit. And, you know, even his daughter is involved in that documentary because she's interviewed and part of it. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, they try to make it look like, oh, it's just black on black. But that's the narrative that they want you to believe. You know, it's the same Nipsey Hussle. That's what they want us to know. And that's what they want us to do. So that's how they set it up. Because he was the dude that killed Nipsey. He was a police informant also. So, you know, I would never not believe that the government was not involved, like, period.
Well, Well, they proved they was. They knew about it. They knew exactly all of it. So they knew everything.
That's what I was saying earlier, like how our leaders, our frontliners, our, you know, our educators, you know, look how they doing. They don't want us in power. So I do believe that, you know, the government had a lot to do with it. It just sucks that it's so many years down the line and we still are not really figured out, like, who's behind, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's the man behind the curtain? You know what I mean?
You know, it's crazy. I've never, you know, man, I'm telling you, man, I grew up on superheroes, all that shit, and I still like superheroes, don't get me wrong. And I ain't, you know, trying to sound, you know, politically or whatever, just to say this, but I swear I believe
he was strong like that.
Yeah.
Like I would see, I never in my life, I ain't never seen nobody that tough before. Yeah. I've seen my pops with guns and go shoot some shit up and all that type of shit, but that's a whole different strength right there to me, man. Straight up, man. And I've never seen that. I still ain't seen it.
And we haven't seen it since then.
Still ain't seen it. Now, how do we get that? How do we get that?
Now, I've always thought, honestly, it always has something to do with the Nation of Islam. You know what I mean? I haven't watched the documentary all the way through, but my, you know, since I've been little, it's always been told to me that it was one of them cats, you know. I don't know.
They're connected with the government too.
Yeah. They talk, you know, I don't know. That's weird. But this is what I want to do. We got 30 seconds. So we on Zoom right now. They're giving me 40 minutes. They say we can do 40 minutes at a time. So we got like literally 20 seconds left. So we're going to go ahead and make this our official episode, guys, of the first Fuck Your Couch. We want to thank everybody for joining us today. Y'all stay put. I just want to see what this is going to do at the end of the 40 minutes because I haven't, you know, did it that long yet. Here we go.
Cheap fuck.
Oh, shit. Look, it's still going. It's still going.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it's going to build. It's going to build your ass.
No longer timed video.
Huh?
Something popped up on my screen and said you are no longer on a timed video. And I had to click OK. Oh, like while we was just.
Okay, Chuck, you
mine didn't.
Okay. Well, it's letting us keep going here. There we go. Charlie, what happened?
I just moved it around.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. All right. That's sweet. Well, anything else y'all want to hit on, man? Any other good shows on Netflix? Anything else going on? Now, okay, I do want to go back to one thing. Okay, Renee.
Yeah, I want to go outside.
I know. Renee, let's hit on Kirk for a second. Back to the COV. Situation. Now, what are they doing about this? Like, I know Kirk doesn't have a lot of time left. Less than, what, 2 months?
As of today, 94 days.
94 days.
4 days, okay.
But that's
a long damn time in there right now.
It is, exactly. And it's the thing, like, I got a cousin who's, I'm not going to say his name. He was just recently released, and he got locked up for heroin, okay? He was just recently released. He hasn't been convicted or anything. He said he's out for a pretrial something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it has something to do with the COVID. So how are they letting people out that's, you know, still going through the court process? But people like
nonviolent.
Kirk's nonviolent, 94 days left. Like, I think those people should be getting out of there if for shit like this. You know what I mean? Is going on. Is there anything that you know?
Well,
and are the viewers could do to help, you know, the inmate situation?
Yeah. So, as you know, I've been doing a lot of homework and I'm constantly on Instagram, trying to reach out to people, and just talking to different people and just learning the process. And what I've learned is, which is why I was having everybody to reach out to their Congress people. When I called like the U.S. Department of Justice and talk to some. And I called there because Attorney Bill Barr, who is our U.S. Attorney General, he put out an order to the Bureau of Prison and let the regionals know, y'all need to start this early release process immediately. And they're doing it on a case by case. They're individualizing who they release. So what the man told me was when common folk like myself or you call and, you know, want to voice your concerns, they don't necessarily take it in directly from you. What they tell you to do is go to your congressperson. But right. Your congressperson has to communicate not only to the U.S. Justice Department, they also need to communicate to the district that runs the district that he's in. Right. So that's why, you know, when you contact your congressperson, let them know to contact the 4th District Congressional Office in Louisiana, because that's the district that Kirk is currently in. That person can then call and say, hey, in my district, this is what's going on. This is the facility. We need some movement. So that's one way that you can do it. Another way that you can do it is you can contact your governor in your state and ask them to petition for certain bills that they are putting out, like the reform bill, the pardon and parole, I did that today to Governor Kemp. And then, you know, when you do reach out to these places, do it in writing. That's why email is sufficient, because then you have a paper trail. But in Kirk's particular case, Kirk has two open warrants, one for DUI and another one for theft by taking, which he got while he was going to trial for this case. They're trying to use that as leverage over him, which is bullshit. Because first of all, he hasn't even been adjudicated for those cases. He's never even been to court for those cases. These are just things that have been filed against him.
Right.
So he doesn't have those convictions. He could be found not guilty in those cases. But they're saying that they're not approving any of his transfers. They're not approving, because even way before this, we were trying to fight for him to be transferred because he's more than 500 miles away from home. So, and because he's a nonviolent offender, that put him as a low. Like, he had the lowest amount of points that a person could have, all of that, which qualified him for either home confinement or to go to a camp. Well, because of those two cases, they've been denying him. So today he told me that he spoke to his caseworker person in there, who's, his last name is Deal. And Deal told him that he's now classified as a medium. He's no longer a low. And it's basically because of those two open cases. So it's always an uphill battle, but it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to stop, you know, pressuring these people. So now I got to up the pressure and start calling these other counties and letting them know that, you know, what you're doing right now is keeping him in a life or death situation over cases that he ain't even seen.
When's the judge. What's his court date?
The one that he has in Cobb, DeKalb County never gave him a court date because it's been backlogged. So he's only had one failure to appear with them, and that's because he was already in prison. The one in Cobb, getting a court case, they've rescheduled it several times because he hasn't had a chance to appear before the judge. He's been in prison. So it's one of those things where, and then too, you know, we don't have any money for lawyers. So we've been dealing with public defenders who can do the bare minimum, and, you know, they're not putting any, like, there's no checks and balances for our public defender's offices at all. So in his case, it's a little more unique, but the ultimate process of pushing them to do early releases, it still applies. Like, I'm still going to be fighting for him no matter what.
Yeah.
If it, you know, if I get it down to him being home 30 days early, 20 days early, anything 60 happened. Days. Yeah. So that's where we are.
So we want to just reach out to all our, you know, our viewers and listeners. You know, if you know Captain Kirk, or if you know anybody incarcerated, you know,
anybody
that feel like they need to go out, get out of there now, you know, contact the governors, contact your congressmen. We need to hit Andre Carson, man. Tell Andre Carson to do something, man. Like, real.
Yeah. Well, and then too, you know, people aren't, and this is what helped me to learn where our people are in the process of understanding the congressional tier and where to start. I had to Google who my local district congressional person was. And that's been my friend through this whole situation, is Googling. And then once I realized that I can't go beyond my local district to reach, like, say, the district in Louisiana, I can't directly email that person because I'm not in that district. So you're gonna have to finagle your way around with putting in, you know, where you are in order to be considered somebody that can reach that district directly. So that's why I have to go through my congressional district and have them to contact, you know, the congressional district in Louisiana where Kirk is, so that my communication gets to them. So it's a lot of stuff that we aren't aware of that we have to go through to be heard. Like, it should not be that difficult. People don't know where to start, what to say, who to contact, why they're contacting them. They don't understand, you know, who has the authority to do what. I'm learning as I go along. And as I learn, I try to, you know, mobilize my people and just say, hey, this is what we need to do. And the more you do it and the more people you get involved, you know, the more they start to understand that this person has people that love him. You know, I also realize that when you locked up, if you one of them people that ain't got nobody, that's how the fuck they gonna treat you. You know, you're at the back line now. You're the last to be concerned about. You know, they don't have to give you any type of direct attention if they, you know, you don't have anybody that's going to be there to support you or can be a voice for you, especially out here, you know. So it's just one of the things where I'm learning as I go along, and for people to actually do stuff, they're going to have to start self-teaching themselves what it is they got to do.
Yeah. Another thing I recommend, man, for everybody out there is, you know, continue to pray. Definitely meditate.
Yeah.
You know, in these times.
Yes.
Don't forget. Yes. Don't forget that part of yourself. And yeah, man. Just
know. Yeah. Don't just do self-medicating.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely, man. And like I said, you know, our loved ones locked up, man. You know, the best thing you can do ultimately too is just pray for them, meditate. And you know what I mean, hopefully, like I said, Captain Kirk, 94 days we count down, boy. We got a square right there for you. Open up. You know what I mean. Get on here. But yeah, so what are we gonna do? We had an hour, man. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. So before we wrap it up, we do got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes left. And this 10 minutes I would kinda wanna take it here and what are we gonna do, y'all? We gonna do this when y'all wanna do the next one? We're gonna let our fans just see how we do it. What are y'all thinking next? Y'all wanna try to do this every day now since we all home every day? Cause I can post them. You feel what I'm saying? I get them posted, you know what I mean? But I feel like shit.
We got plenty of time on our hands until I start working again.
All right, well,
it's whatever.
We'll try to come.
I mean, like I said, you know, I'm available. I'm always available, you know. But I'm always gonna be trying to find other ways to do something else too. You
yeah,
feel
yeah,
me?
And we need to. And that's nothing.
Man, I'm look. I even started coloring. Damn it.
That's therapeutic. That's therapeutic.
Man, I'm making.
Listen, man. It's only a certain amount of stuff you can do, you know, with the computer and the phone and video games and fucking television, and you just like, oh, I'm sick of all this shit.
This is my workstation. We recording right there.
For real.
I'm making beats. I got my computer. I got my Xbox. Mm-hmm. TV. Hey, this is my corner. You hear me? And then you know whatever you do outside, man. But another thing I did want to mention, like Flo. To our listeners, Flo does have her own podcast called The Flo Experience.
Right.
Flo, you want to tell anybody new that don't know about The Flo Experience how they can tune in, what's going on there?
Right.
Yeah, actually, I do. The Flo Experience is a podcast that I host and produce. You can access it on anchor.com or anchor.fm. If you don't have the Anchor app, you got to put it on your phone, or you can use Spotify. Can find me on Apple Podcasts and also Google Podcasts. I try to do it at least 3 to 4 times a month because I like to pull individuals in. I like to do interviews. I also have Flo Experience apparel now. I got a Flo Experience t-shirt and also Flo Experience magic coffee mugs that you can get on Etsy. It's a Flo Experience in my Etsy store. I'm getting ready to go ahead and publish my website today. So be on the lookout for that. And then the link for like my products will be on there also. But yeah, so that's my thing. Flo Experience Podcast.
Definitely.
Tune in.
Right.
All right. And you already know, you can find us on Anchor right now, Spotify. This will be on Anchor, Spotify, and YouTube for the video. And our own Facebook page, the video will be up there too as soon as possible. I'm going to get on that as soon as I get off of here. But any last words before we go, guys? Anybody?
Man, be safe. Take care, man, for real. Wash your hands, man. Stay 8 feet away from people. If they say 6, I'm telling them, give them an extra 2. For real. Give them a tip. Throw the extra 2 in there and get the fuck on the way. I ain't even lying to you. Look, I went to the store. I'm about to hang up, though. I went to the store. I seen somebody coughing, and it was something I needed down there. I said, fuck that shit, and I just left. Fuck that shit.
You wear your mask and everything, right?
Cause I'm wearing masks, gloves, and I have to take my shit off as soon as I get out the store. You know what I mean? Cause I mean, if you got no, if you don't not, please, motherfuckers, learn how to take off gloves. Please quit eating with these gloves on. Quit putting your fucking hands on your phone. All that dumbass shit. Touch keys, you idiot.
You're supposed to take a shower and everything when you come in from outside. Like you what? Gotta. Yes.
Wash everything.
And if you can't, and at least, you know, at least, you know, wash inside your nose, you know what I'm saying? Your face, you know, steamy hot rain. something, you know, at the least. But yeah, I'm not breathing all that shit, bro. I'm cool. Yeah. I want that shit.
This has been the first episode of Fuck Your Couch, and we hope to see you back here soon. To Charlie, Renee, it was nice talking to y'all today. I'll see y'all next time.
Love.
Take it easy.
How you hang up?
All right, I have no idea.